I approve everything of Madonna. I approve.
All right, Christian, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You're listening to MLVC, the Madonna podcast, your place for all things Madonna. Louise Veronica Ciccone. I'm your unofficial celebration tour correspondent, Stefan. And today on the show, we have listener Christian, who attended last night's show of Madonna Celebration Tour in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to the show, Christian.
Stefan, thank you. I was hoping I would slow the connection.
Yes, I was going to say, for everyone watching and listening, there is a bit of a lag thanks to the fine hotel establishment that Christian's staying at in Tampa, Florida.
Yes.
But anyway, as you were saying.
Okay, you know, I was telling you, I wanted to do this because there's something special about the podcast. I see all Madonna podcasts are good. I listen many. This is the one that I listen the most, of course, because you and the team are the most constant. You are very constant at doing it.
Thank you.
But there's something personal. 2 years ago, when I started to listen to it more constantly every day, my mother was sick, and she had something with the mental health. So the podcast, your podcast and your team podcast, helped me to escape from the pain, you know, and the suffering. So that made me to get closer to the podcast, you and the team. So I feel like you are my friends in a way. I say, oh my God, they don't know, but they are like my friends. You see?
You're very sweet. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your mom. I mean, I know.
She's okay now. She's good now.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that probably wasn't very easy to experience.
No.
And
no.
I'm glad to hear that we were a light in the darkness for you. And
you really, yeah.
That we, you know, and I will say this, that we do this show. I lead this show. We, you know, we all come together for this show to honor and, you know, pay tribute to a woman whose art and music we love and adore. That's why we're here ultimately. But the great side part of this show is that we get to meet wonderful people virtually and hopefully, you know, sometime in person. And so it brings me joy to know that we were able to do that for you, even though we didn't know that we were doing that. So I'm glad we were able to help you out a little bit.
Sometimes it's good for people to know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, because I mean, I say this to Liberty and Ben and Tony all the time. When we do the show, I'm just sitting in my house, you know, like it's not like we have an audience of people in front of us. So, I thank you for sharing your story and for telling me that. And, now here you are, you're on the show.
Thanks. First, if you want, I can tell you a few things of me, a connection with Madonna after we get into the concert. When you and the team start talking about your past with Madonna, how you fell in love with her and everything. I'm a guy from Dominican Republic. I don't know if you know my country, if you have come. And Madonna is globally known, but it's not the typical music that people listen in my country. So I always felt a little bit alone in a way, like not having people to share. Yes, I had some friends. They used to love her in a superficial way, you know, but not that deeply as you and the team. You talk about some details, some passionate things that I say, like, oh my God, they are my people. And also, Stefan, I think I've heard another podcast, the Get Together podcast.
With Wayne. Sure.
They are very good too. They are all good. And they were saying, if I'm not mistaken, that they, when he was younger, he was calling to talk to Madonna, and he talked to the publicist, to Louis Rosenberg was, I don't know. And he wanted to say, I want to see Madonna. When he said, I don't know if it was girly show, I don't know, whatever. And I say, wow, they were able to do it because they used to live in America. But in my country, I'm a little Iceland, you see. So I feel more far away than you.
Yeah.
You attended to little shows that Madonna do in New York. I don't know. All those things I didn't have. And I'm a fan since I was 14 years old, you see. So to do this connection with people in the podcast and to listen what you have lived, your experiences, like, oh my God, I lived that. Oh my God, I lived that. But you were in a way closer because you were in a country that she was sometimes too. She have never done a concert in my country, for you to know. Yeah. I always have to take a plane. Yeah. So
well,
it's very deep.
So I'm glad that you were able to see Celebration. So this was your first time seeing the show. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your last, because you're going again, right? Where when are you seeing the show again?
Of course. I'm going to Mexico, Ciudad de Mexico, and I'm seeing it there twice, the 21st and the 26th.
Okay,
two times. So, and nobody knows.
So had you've spoiled yourself before you saw the show, right? You were watching videos. You knew about Celebration before you saw it.
I take all the spoiler, everything. Since my first tour was Reinvention, I have gone to every tour since Reinvention, and I see everything. I know everything, what she's going to do, where she's going to move. And I enjoy it the same way. I don't care about the spoiler. I take it. I like to see the set list, everything, all the details. And I'm happy with that. I don't care.
Yeah, me too. I know. And I'm like, bring it on. Yes. I want to know as much
everything.
As
I want to know everything.
Yeah. So you'd seen her before. Is where were your seats last night?
My seat last night was in the same middle of the catwalk, the stage. I just had one person in front of me. That's it. In the same middle.
Nice. So you were like second row then?
Second row. I was
very
second row,
nice.
In the merry middle. Yeah.
Nice.
Like this.
Was that the closest you've ever been to Madonna?
Look. I went to Madame X, to BAM Theater. I went, and I touched Madonna on the back. Mm-hmm. I touched Madonna on the back when she was singing Medellin to the Eiffel, when she was singing and kind of running. I did like this, like, and
I was going to say, you gently touched Madonna on the back. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Of course. Not like that, but.
No aggression.
Yes.
We treat our woman nicely.
It was visceral. So I was, that time I was in fourth row. I had three people in front of me. So it was very close. It's the closest I've seen Madonna there. But I feel now I see her more, closer now.
So what were your overall...
Even I touch her.
What were your overall thoughts of Celebration Tour? What did you think?
Well, let me tell you, before going, I just loved it. Before going, I was loving it. And now that I went, I'm loving it more, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I was seeing that a question you made to the last guest, that if you love performance more than that, you have to see it. And in a way, me, maybe mother and father, because I can see the screens, you see. But in general, I was, because I see it every day, Stefan, in a very sick way in YouTube. And so I loved it before going, you know. This now the time was like, I'm breathing the same air as Madonna now. That was like, is she feeling the heat? Is she feeling the heat right now? Yeah, it was.
It was warm. It was warm in Tampa, huh?
Yeah. At first, it was hot. Then maybe the air conditioner, they put it more to work, but it was warm. Yeah, it was warm. Yeah.
I saw your outfit. It was very cute.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Many people told me, you know, that I did it myself.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say you made that yourself, yes. Right?
Yeah, it was cool. You know, many beautiful people with good dresses. So cool. So cool. As you say, it's a Madonna convention.
It totally is.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, I saw some amazing outfits. A lot of the people who follow the show tag us on Instagram. So we get to see a lot of the outfits. And I think Shalita Taylor is a drag queen who tagged me and I reposted her outfit. And I mean, it was from an identical look to her outfit from the Virgin Tour.
I told her in her face when we were going out, I told her, I say, I love your outfit. She was next to me when we were going out. I know,
because yeah, she looked amazing.
And so many guys dressed as future lovers. That is like one of my favorite costume. Like three guys. I took a picture with them. Then later I will be posting. I did so many pictures, so many videos, but it was amazing. The vibe, you know what, Stefan? I arrived a little late. I was nervous.
What? Late? I told late. You. No, you messaged no. me. You yeah, said, when you were like, when should I get to the venue? And I'm like, get to the venue when they open.
Know. I was like, look what happened. I'm a photographer. So I
was going to say, were you out drinking? You were at a bar?
No, I don't drink. I don't drink. I had to send some pictures to a client. To pay Mexico, to pay everything, you know.
So you gotta pay those bills. Always hustling. Yeah, you know?
Of course. I don't know if you know that in Tampa there was a storm, so my trip was canceled.
Oh, I got to pay another. Horrible. Oh no!
I was standing 5 hours in a line in American Airlines. Oh my God! I'm telling on Miami International because there was a stop there.
I would have just gotten in a car. In a car and drive.
Stefan, I said, like, I'm going to miss my fucking expensive concert. My God, a ticket that I have it so many,
oh my
many
God,
months
no.
ago, 10 months ago, I don't know. So. That cancellation made me to collect, you know, have problem with the time to send the pictures. Because if I would arrive, I would, but not then. I did it later, so I had to do it to see Madonna the same day of the concert. And I went, I arrived at 8 p.m., let me tell you.
Ooh.
It's late for us Madonna fans.
Yes.
For us Madonna fans. But you know what hour the show start? Have you heard?
No, I did not hear.
10:30. 10:30.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, that's...
Maybe 10:32. Yeah, like I know. 10:15. About 10:30. So I had time, Stefan, to buy my merch.
Oh, Dita, we're both wearing Dita. Very nice.
Express yourself. Yeah. there was long lines, Stefan.
I heard somebody waited an hour and a half in line for merch.
Stefan. So I was like, so I listened to the podcast and I remember the beautiful Liberty that you say, go buy your things very early. And I had your voices on my head. All the time, like, oh my God, the merch is gonna end, whatever. even knowing that I'm going to Mexico, I'm hoping. You see?
Well, but honestly, it is smart that you got it now because I guarantee you it's gonna be crazy in Mexico.
Yeah.
Like, I guarantee you people are gonna, like, the lines are gonna be crazy.
Yeah. And also with Madonna, you never know, Stefan. You never know. So I say, I want it now. The number one thing that I wanted, Stefan, there were two spots, as I saw, long lines. Oh, my God.
Oh, hello, balloons. What was that?
It's a celebration, bitches. There was two spots for the merch. And the first that I saw, I didn't see the Blonde Ambition jacket. I was, oh, my God. And then I went to the other spot, and there was like, oh, my God, there's one. And then I made the line, like, I don't know, 15 minutes, 60 minutes, the line.
Okay,
talking
bad.
With the people, having fun, you know. And yes, I could get my Blonde Ambition jacket. My expensive is $280, Stefan. Before it used to be $250. Tell me about it. What happened?
Well, it's fluctuated. It's gone up and down in price. So I think when they first put it out, it was $250. I think... some people were paying $350 in Europe, and then, oh, there you go. Look at that.
I remember everything you say, like size up, because yep. I'm tall, you know, I'm 6 feet and I'm not thin. And I measured the M because I'm a medium in general, but everybody that was...
You got a large?
Yeah, a large, of course. Mm-hmm. And everybody that was there told me, like, no, put a size up, put a size up. Because yeah. I, you know, modeling, like, what do you say?
Yeah,
and everybody, no. it was very important for me. Remember, I don't live here, so yeah. I had it to be sure.
You're not even going to be able to wear that in Tampa or Mexico. It's going to be far too hot for you to wear that jacket.
No, but I'm going to New York tomorrow. So it's raining. It's cold.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
So I'm going to take pictures there.
Just be ready, because today, I don't know if you heard, but today, New York and Philadelphia, we had an earthquake.
Earthquake. Yes, I saw. Oh my God.
Just be ready for anything.
Yeah. I will be. Then I'm going to use it there in New York, because in my country, always hot. Always mm-hmm. have. You never have cold, so you are free. So getting back to the concert, I buy the merch. I also buy this this shirt. I love it.
Very nice. I don't know if is there anything on the back? Oh, the date.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen that at the merch shop.
Yeah, maybe yes. I don't know. Maybe yes.
Looks good. It's basic for ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between who's watching, who's not watching. It's a white shirt with Madonna from Blonde Ambition on with the goatee bustier on it. Very nice.
So something that I didn't know, it was that when you buy few things that they don't give you a bag to put it. Like a plastic bag, so I got to buy this. The total bag is the name.
Yep, a little tote bag.
See this, nice because thing. They, I say like you don't give some plastic bag. No, that you got to buy the this, and I said like, oh, I wanted to buy
a Stefan. It's a scam.
Yeah, I wanted to buy. There's a how do you say a paper a calendar? I don't know. It's not a calendar. It's like a little poster.
The lithograph.
The yes. I wanted to buy it, but then I don't know if, you know, to twist it or whatever.
Right.
No,
that's right. There is a poster of from the, yeah, no, you don't want to put it in that bag. It'll get wrecked.
Two. No, it's a red one and a black one. Beautiful. But then as I had to buy this, it's $40, Stefan, expensive. Oh. Like say like, okay, let me forget about the little poster and to pay it for the total bag, because in the concert, I'm going to be with a shirt, with this shirt. The other share that thing and many other things. So let it go.
Christian, just as we've said on the show, as you probably know, there will be a sale after the tour is over on her website. So you can order the posters. I'm sure I'm sure it'll be on sale. You'll probably get it half price.
So. Yeah. And the posters is even easier. It's easier to get, I guess.
Exactly.
But the jacket was, you know, I was like, oh my God. Oh
now
my God.
All your fantasies have come true.
Yeah. So,
enough about the merch. Let's get to the show. All right. So
yes.
I appreciate that the merch stands it can give you anxiety. Trust me. I know.
Yeah. No, of course. More to me and Stefan, I'm going to repeat to you. I don't live here. I got to take plane. You at least live in the United States. So it's more difficult for me. It's like
now.
It's like now or never. So.
Look, you've got your deed to t-shirt. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Because nothing really matters.
Nothing really matters. Yeah. Dita is all we need.
Yeah, all the time. So I was afraid because I like to eat when I'm hungry, of course. And I say, I'm hungry.
You're trying to do way too much before the show. I gotta tell you.
Yeah, I did. And I
working,
went around,
photos,
talk with many people. I buy food. I buy merch. I arrived at 8 and I did everything I wanted. But before going in the Uber, because the Uber was like 25 minutes away. This hotel is not that close to Amalia Arena. And I was like, and the taxi was a Cuban guy talking to me like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, yeah. But I was thinking only in Madonna, you know.
Yeah.
But anyways, I could get in time and I buy my hot dog. So I entered with no hungry. I made some new friends there. We talk everything about our life. You don't imagine. We switch numbers. She's a woman. And we had so much fun. Yeah, so much fun. She was with a sister, and the sister got claustrophobic because the space is very little, Stefan. Uh-huh. You didn't know about it.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing, and she had some pain on the stomach, something, and she went. She lost the ticket. She left the seat empty.
All that money.
Yeah, and it's weird that she didn't say too well. That's very personal. Like,
if you're gonna go to a concert and you might be claustrophobic, bring a Valium and chill yourself before you go, because I would not be spending that kind of money on a Madonna ticket so she left. Did she leave before the show even started?
Yeah, she left before the show even started. So now she's okay, thank God, whatever. But it was a shock for me. Like,
oh my God.
Because these tickets, Stefan, I bought it 9 months ago. I don't know.
Exactly. You know,
Anyways, I want to show you something, Stefan. I'm so happy because I'm a spoiler guy. I like to see which song she's going to do in every spot. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, She won't be spraying me water, but there's something I'm going to show you.
Okay. I love that this is showing.
I got this. You don't imagine. Look, I'm so happy.
Christian is showing us a medallar, right? Isn't that what they call it? A medallar.
Yeah.
It's one of the $34 that Bob throws into the audience. 35, 34, what is it? 35?
It says $1.
He throws out 35 of them. So,
you know, in the story, sometimes people say 36, 35, whatever. But let me tell you something. I was recording, and then when I grab it like so angry, like, I was waiting for this. I want something, because in the past, Stefan, I went to the confessions tour and my sister was close. I was a little bit in the back, but she didn't pay attention to the balloons confessions. Uh-huh. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh God, like what it would be like to have something from the concert. Like, so this is like my, you know, like my dream come true.
No, it's a great keepsake, because you can't buy those, you know, like that's something you have to get at the show.
It's going to be a good something to remember.
There you go. All right. So let's talk. What were your favorite moments from the show?
Wow, Stefan. As you can see, Hung Up. I was waiting for an Hung Up. So waiting for your call. I was waiting for that because I love to see Madonna move. Yeah. I love to see Madonna in drama, the hair on the floor. Do you see that Madonna always put the hair on the floor? She does that many times. She likes to touch the face on the floor. And I love it. So when she's crawling like this, all that drama, I enjoy it so hard. But that was my most euphoric moment. But the song I wanted to listen to the most was Bad Girl.
Oh, yes. I saw you posted a selfie of you singing along the Bad Girl.
You don't imagine. I love Bad Girl. I listen to that to every... So, okay, Bad Girl, Hung Up, Open Your Heart, mm-hmm. of course. Holiday, the mix with I Want Your Love.
So good.
I love it. The first time that I saw the live, do you remember when they showed the live of London?
Yes.
They showed the live in, you know.
Somebody was recording it on their phone. Yeah, yeah.
Stefan, I was, I was switching lives because there were more lives besides.
Yeah.
And
also because some of those people were terrible I'd gone on the one live and someone had their phone up at the ceiling.
Incredible.
And I'm like, you can't even hear.
I
was like, you can't even see what's happening.
I don't know.
Bless them for attempting to help us. Uh-huh. But let me just tell you, if anyone's going to try that for Rio, Please get your camera skills together before you try doing that.
Please.
Like seriously.
Or a telescope. I don't know. Telescope, because I'm afraid. A friend wanted me to go to Brazil, but I say, I want to see her skin. I want to see her eyeballs. So in Brazil, I'm not sure if I'm going to see. I don't live in Brazil. It will be way too far.
You'll be, unless you're, I don't know how they're going to handle it. But unless you're like, you're probably gonna have to sleep out for days in order to get anywhere close to that stage.
You know, there's some hardcore fans on Brazil. I know some by the internet. They are so cool people. I say they're gonna find a way to be on the front, and you know. So I don't live there, so I won't be. So it's better for me to see in America first. You see?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Or Mexico.
Yeah.
But yes, amazing. Let me see what more of the show I like. Live to Tell, of course, screens. Live to Tell. Live to Tell. Nothing Really Matters, of course. Yeah,
of course. Come on.
Yes, amazing.
And Christian, amazing. Tell me, what was the crowd like in Tampa last night?
Very, very euphoric. Very good. Very good. They were screaming. They were 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Oh,
they
good.
Were really happy, really screaming, really singing like a prayer. Mm-hmm. Yes, they were hoping. They were waiting for that. They were giving their all.
And do you remember what she was talking about during her speech during Don't Tell Me?
She talked about some family that she had in Tampa, family from her mother. I don't know if it's the mother was an aunt from some of the two women that she was talking about. And also, let me see. I want to connect something. You know, she was angry with something. You didn't hear nobody telling you before. Take a bow. I can send you the video. She said something to the microphone. Maybe, I don't know if it was to the team because you cannot hear. But she was like, she was like mad. Yes. Like, I'm a don. I'm a bitch. I'm going to send you the video,
and I want
to listen to people, what they say, because it was before that she put the
cloak the on. Thing, yeah.
The cape, the black cape. Yeah. But she was, you know, when she get mad that she do like she's very like that, very Madonna. She did it, and she talked, but I couldn't hear. Something happened. I don't know why.
Oh.
But okay, what she talked more, she got a family. She talked about more that, you know, the 40 years that I'm going to give you, the 80s, the 90s.
Well, so Christian, I'm curious. So as we all know, Moira, her childhood friend, was in attendance last night with her family.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm curious, did Madonna mention Moira at all?
I didn't listen. I don't know. I don't think she mentioned her. Maybe, I don't know. Moira is part from the mother of her. Maybe she's connecting that with that.
No, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised if she, because Moira was there with her family. I'm surprised if Madonna didn't acknowledge her, but who knows?
Yeah. She said, like, they are here somewhere. She said, like, my family is here somewhere, but she didn't know where they were. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe that's who she was referring to. I don't know.
Maybe, but she didn't mention the Moira name because I was remembering, as you told me, I was like, let me see if I see Moira. Yes.
Well, yeah, you send me that video, so I want to see what she was irritated
about. I'm going to send you. Yeah. I want to ask you something, Stefan. When you see Madonna, I know she brought you on stage and you touch her and you smell her and whatever, blah, blah, blah. When you see her so close, what's in your brain? What are you thinking? Because my brain last night was like, is that the woman that I always follow? Is that the woman that I listen to? I mean, everything, like, I see, like, she's, you know, tiny, like, compressed. Because you see that she's lose weight since the Medellin with Maluma.
Mm-hmm,
she's thinner now. She's thinner.
Yeah. I mean, look, because I had seen her up close a few times before I got to dance on stage with her.
Uh-huh.
I think when I got to go up on stage with her and I was literally right next to her, it was trippy because I didn't even know, like, so much is happening all at the same time that it's like, it's really hard to sort of even understand what's
yeah. Yeah.
just there's lights and music and people, yeah, and the dancers are moving around you, and Madonna singing and this and that. And, but I do remember like seeing, you could see her skin and you could see, you know, like there was that you could see that she was a person, you know? So it's not like, you know, like it's not under the lights of, it's like, she's not Photoshopped. Like you can see her pores and it's like
everything, and the veins.
And it's amazing. You know, like it's
amazing. I think
it's amazing to realize that this person has inspired so many people and has brought so many people joy and memories. And you know, like it's great. You know, I mean, you got to see her right up close, you know?
Let me tell you, she was seeing us. I mean, we, eye to eye. She was, I see her that she's very, she want to see the fans these times, this time. She was watching like this, and sometimes she was looking at me, I got the jacket on. Sometimes I like to do a little drama, like when somebody, when everybody's are screaming, I was like this, because I know she's a Leo and she loves the attention. So I know when she
You don't give her the attention. You're just like, you want her to work for it.
So she see me, she saw me and all the people that were around. She saw me. So I was like, is she the woman that I follow? Everything is there in that body, in those little legs, in those little head. It's her. That's what I was feeling. You see, it was amazing. This experience, it was amazing, amazing, amazing. The sound is great. I like the big bass, you know, the lighting.
I love being able to hear the songs in an arena like that, you know, like beautiful. I'm so used to listening to it on headphones on these little, you know, like, and I'm used to hearing it, like her music, like at the gym. So there's like a bunch of noise in the background, you know? So it's like, I love when you're at a show for her and it's all you hear is either people cheering, people singing or her, you know, like, I love that.
It's amazing. It's like also when you are with all those fans, you feel like, wow, because as I told you in the past, I felt like alone in a way, like, okay, I'm weird. I listen to Madonna, nobody else, like in a way like that. But when I arrive and I see people dressed as Madonna, singing Madonna, talking about her, I say like, wow, they are one of me, you know, like, for example, when I went the first time to Reinvention, that was my first, concert that I went in Madison Square Garden. I was watching the Madonna fans. Also, I was younger. Like, oh, wow, they are Madonna fans. Wow, the Madonna fans, like they. But now I see like us, you see like, okay, they got the teacher. For example, as you say, parking lot t-shirt, I have. I want to show you. I want to show.
Oh, yeah, let me see. Let me see the parking lot t-shirt. Let me see it. I have to say, because parking lot t-shirts crack me up. It's how much did you pay for this?
Really? I did it myself. Mm-mm.
Oh,
I said
you made your own parking lot t-shirt.
Yeah.
Look, okay. This first one is Madonna from the 1990 VMAs. Mm-hmm. It's her in her Victorian garb performing Vogue. Gotcha.
Yeah.
It looks good. Where'd you get that done?
Yes. And I went to a store, a place that they do it. I wanted to put something personal of me that I became a fan in 1996 when I was 14 years old.
Oh, sweet.
This was a channel where I saw her, the channel, and this was the place where I used to live in Sancho Isabelita, in Santo Domingo. So I wanted to have that. And also, I fell in love with Madonna because of this performance.
It's a good performance to fall in love. I mean, come on.
Imagine. So I love this parking lot one. I did it too. I mean,
The second parking lot t-shirt is the picture of Madonna from the Patrick Demarchelier shoot where she's for the Justify My Love single, where she's plump Justify lip and the captain's hat and smoking the cigarette with her arms folded. I love that shot. That's such a great shot.
I said, put your lips together, baby, and blow. I love it. This is,
oh my God, there's another parking lot t-shirt. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so this third parking lot t-shirt is the picture from the Herb Brits photo shoot that she did for the Immaculate Collection. It's I love that. It's the very fine pointed hair where she's got that cropped black hair with the polka dot outfits. Okay.
Also in the eyelashes, she got
Those little balls on the tips of the It's so great. The there's another one.
Of course.
Last one. Here we go. Of course.
My favorite Madonna song.
Big reveal. Fuck. This is the picture, the classic quintessential Vogue picture, Madonna in the very first time when she swoops around in the video and strike a pose. That for I love that. I have that poster.
Went to the line.
I love it. It's so good.
I love it. I love it.
I love that she has that upswept hair with some of the little ringlets that are sort of just cascading down. And I love that it's like a bit of a, almost like a choker. Beautiful. With the backless dress.
It's a choker, and it will go to the
so
back.
So good. It's so good.
Tell me about the B-roll. Do you like the B-roll of Bo? I love it. Because
any B-roll is good B-roll because... Again, we never got to see that stuff when it first came out. So I love that, the B-roll has leaked over time, and now you get to see I mean, I'm sure she hates knowing that that's out there.
I know.
She doesn't want us to see that, but I love that.
I know. What do you think about her being a perfectionist? In every cut, she do I want to see what the fans say about Madonna, because it's never enough, never enough, never enough. In Vogue, you can see when she's voguing and they stop, she's still I think
it's good to see that, because it just goes to show basically she wants it to be so good.
She wants to give her best.
She's very hard on herself. She has very high standards for herself. And so it's constantly her being I didn't that take, or that wasn't good enough. Or for instance, we saw in Truth or Dare, when they're doing that very quick montage of things, and she comes down, she's like, definitely one of the all-time worst.
It works,
She's hard on herself, she's not waiting for somebody else to tell her. Yeah. She's telling herself.
She's telling herself. She's very hard. But anyways, I love that B-roll of that, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
How many times have you seen Celebration, Stefan?
5.
Wow. Great.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, twice in Paris, Brooklyn... Brooklyn, DC, and Philly.
Okay. Wow. Nice. Well, you live in Philly.
No, sorry. Was it Brooklyn? Yeah, Brooklyn, DC, and then Philly. Yeah, yeah. So
no, but you went to Paris. I remember.
Yeah, Paris. That was the first two times I saw it. So yeah.
You see, I do my research. No, it's cool. It's cool. Yes, I'm going to Mexico. The tickets are not that close at this, but they are good ones in the, I don't know how to say in English, the terreno is close, but it's not that close as this one,
Well, when you're there, text that number and try to get upgraded to the pit.
I should. There's a ticket that is very close to the, it's on the back of the bed where she do the masturbation thing.
Yes.
And the other
say that you can't do the masturbation scene tonight, otherwise you'll be arrested. What's considered masturbation when you stick your hand in your crotch?
And you say, do you remember Luis when I say, are you serious? When he said, Luis?
Yeah.
The
police are here, they're going to get arrested. Are you serious? I love that.
She was a little bit scared, are you serious? When she was, are you serious? With the brother, I love it. I love it. I love it so much. What we love from Madonna, Stefan, she's very spontaneous. She's very spontaneous, Madonna. We always want to hear what she's gonna say, and she's always telling something to say. I think that's what makes us fall in love with her in a way.
Yeah. She was a vibrant, spunky pop star.
Yeah.
We loved her attitude. We loved her vibrancy. So it's not just her music, but it was also her attitude. She wasn't letting people push her around,
No, she was the pusher. My favorite Madonna era is Vogue, 1990 through to there. That's the peak of my favorite Madonna. I mean, I love her now because
that was pinnacle Madonna. It was Pinnacle. That was like,
I think it's the biggest as,
Like a Prayer was huge. You know, like it was, it's weird how that worked. It was like, you know, obviously the True Blue album was her biggest selling album at the time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she came out with, and then there was True, you know, then Like a Prayer, with Vogue, it was it was like on top of the world, Madonna.
That's the highest she could get. Also, there were many peaks, you know, Ray of Light, blah, 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 Confessions. But
well, there was some comebacks. There was some comebacks, but I still Vogue was peak Madonna.
That was because it was all collected, and Like a Prayer was just like 1 year before. It was all collected, like a Virgin, True Blue.
Oh, it was like one thing after another, after another, after another. You know?
Yeah. No, I'm amazing, amazing. I live through their era so much. I love that. Yeah.
So well, and now you can reenact Truth or Dare with your bomber jacket that you've got.
Oh, yes, you know? True. I should dance in the rain in Japan.
Yeah, put your tights on, put your tour jacket on, and that's your costume for the night.
Belgium stress. like some Belgium stress, I remember.
Well,
I love that, to talking to the fans, but we can make fun of these things. You know, I love it.
Well, we're not making fun of it. We're just sort of like, we're having fun with it, you know?
Yeah, we're having fun. I mean, making fun of us telling the words of the, you know, what you have done.
Exactly.
Nobody else will understand.
Yeah. Well, Christian, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's been a joy to speak with you. And I'm excited that you have two more shows still to come. I'm sure that'll be fun to sort of like go back again and celebrate with some Mexican fans. So that'll be, and who knows, maybe you can buy some more merch, you know? It's,
I think yes, because I want the red shirt, the Vogue shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I want
it. Of course you do.
There was not the shirt.
Yeah, I heard it's sold out a couple times.
There was not.
All right. Well, before we let you go, as you know, there's a little segment on this show that we like to call the lightning round. So these answers are meant to be quick off the top of your head, wherever you're at in your Madonna journey. Don't think too hard. Favorite Madonna song?
Vogue.
I knew that one. Favorite Madonna album?
That's hard, Stefan, because I fell in love with the Immaculate Collection, but it's not an album. So I'll maybe take Like a Prayer, but it's...
I mean, say Immaculate Collection. I guess, you know, like some people interpret favorite Madonna album to be favorite studio Madonna album. Yeah. But you can, if you want to like Immaculate Collection, sure.
The album that I've listened the most in my life of any artist, everything is Immaculate Collection. Mm-hmm. So that's my favorite album, compilation, whatever.
I mean, it's an amazing greatest hits album. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Favorite Madonna remix?
Remix? Oh, my God. There are so many. You know, The Beautiful Stranger, Victor Calderon is...
Yeah, so good.
Very...
It's so... Yeah, I can't even do it justice.
There are more mixes also, deeper and deeper. And Express Yourself, Stop and Go Jobs from the Remixed Prayers.
Yep.
That's maybe my favorite mix. Yeah.
Yep.
Stop and Go Dubs from like Remix of Prayers.
Favorite Madonna music video?
Vogue. it's between Vogue and Express Yourself. They are, Vogue and Express Yourself, almost like this. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, same director, so.
Yeah. You know, Express Yourself is my second favorite Madonna song. It's my Vogue and Express Yourself. It's very important in my life, that song too. Very, very. Yeah.
Favorite Madonna tour?
Blonde Ambition. I was not there, of course.
Well, hold on.
I wasn't even a fan, Christian. We're gonna have you say that again.
Zoom disrupted you.
Oh, Zoom. Oh my God. Okay. My favorite Madonna tour is Blonde Ambition.
Okay.
I didn't go. Because I was young and I wasn't a fan. I became a fan in 1996. Of the tours that I've gone is Reinvention Tour. Because it was my first. And was the time that she... When I went, something in my brain and in my heart told me, this is going to be forever. I'm going to come to Madonna concerts. Yes.
Hey, that was a great show. That was a great show.
I haven't missed one since Reinvention. Yeah.
Favorite Madonna movie?
Truth or Dare. Yeah. From the heart. Truth or Dare. I love it. Love it. Never get tired of that.
Favorite Madonna look? And this can be from a music video, a tour, a photo shoot.
I show you. That's why. This is not crazy. This is the
Immaculate Collection photo shoot. Yep. Your Holiday Inn Express Wi-Fi over there is...
Yeah. Sleeping, whatever.
We need to shut him down.
You know so much about it because when you say like, oh, your internet of the hotel, you got the experience. Yes. Yeah.
I hear you. It is what it is.
Well,
everybody, that's our show for today. Christian, thanks for joining us. Tell everyone where they can find
My
you on
pleasure.
Social so they can follow your Madonna journeys.
Okay. You can find me on Instagram by Christian Duval with an H. After the C, Christian Duval.
We'll make sure that we tag you so everybody can see you singing along to Bad Girl.
Oh, say hi to the beautiful team.
I will. And remember, everybody, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at MLVC Podcast. If you'd like to donate to the show, we're on Venmo at MLVC Podcast, or you can smash that super thanks button on YouTube, send a donation that way. If you've not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, tick that subscribe button so you never miss a video. Everybody, it's 11 shows left of the Celebration Tour. 11 shows. So we're going to be doing as many reviews as we can, counting down. Christian, stay on the line. We're going to say goodbye to all the nice people watching. Until next time, everybody.
Bye-bye, baby.